Proverbs 16:8 says, "Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right." I've known a number of small business owners over the years. Most of them struggled to deal with all the government paperwork and red tape and regulation and taxation just to survive. Most small business owners can't afford to pay high wages or provide great benefit packages, so they also struggle to find help. As a result, some turn to unrighteousness, the unrighteous route. They cheat customers, cheat on taxes, or even cheat their employees. And those businesses don't usually last long. On the other hand, I've known some small business owners who ran an honest business, provided a good product, paid their taxes, although they never paid a penny more than they needed to, and they paid their employees a fair wage, and they made a happy life of it. No, they didn't retire with vast amounts of wealth stored up, but they did all right. And they proved that better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. This goes for churches as well. I've seen men sell their souls in order to get bigger crowds and larger paychecks as preachers. When they first entered the ministry, it was all about being true to God's word and faithful to His service. But at some point, they decided to cash in and serve mammon. I've known a few personally, and when I've seen them years later, they've had this empty, hollowed-out look in their eyes. A fake smile, a plastic personality. At a glance, they look fine, but those who really know them, they know they're just a shell of the person they once were. And mainly, as a result of that kind of leadership under pastors like I just mentioned, I've seen whole churches go down that road. Today, I can take you to buildings and property that once held on-fire Bible-believing churches, and now it's all just gone. I once served in a church of about 200 in attendance on Sundays, but the pastor wasn't satisfied, or maybe it was his overlords in the denomination who pushed him to not be satisfied, and he just kept pushing for bigger crowds, larger offerings, and there was never a moment of contentment. Always push, push, push. And that church fizzled, and within a few years he hit rock bottom. He ended up divorced and out of the ministry permanently. I visited that church some years after leaving it, and the ministry was, the pastor was using a new Revised Standard Version. They had the NRSV Pew Bibles, and they were teaching post-millennialism. It was like stepping into the Twilight Zone. And that's what will happen not only to businesses, pastors, and churches, but to any average person if we don't learn the lesson of this proverb. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. I pastor a little church right now where we'd have a little more than 50 people if everybody showed up in one service. We have a nice big outreach on the internet and radio. But locally, we're just a little country church in the suburbs of a big city. And as long as we're being obedient to the Word of God and following a path of righteousness, even as we may fail from time to time, I believe we will continue to enjoy the wonderful family atmosphere that we have at BBF and the personal friendships and the fellowship that we now enjoy. Unless we decide to run our little church like a business, seeking great revenues in ways that are not right, I believe we will continue to enjoy exactly what we've had for years now, going on two decades at BBF. And as long as we as individuals walk in the truth of this proverb, I believe we can experience peace and contentment in our personal lives as well. We can have the kind of life that, well, I think most of us set out to have when we first become Christians. We can have the kind of contentment that the Bible speaks of, because better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Don't sell your souls. Don't sell out. Stay the course. Stay with God's Word. Do things God's way. His way is always the best.